A small group of activists in Washington, D.C. have been fasting for 23 days in support of immigration reform. Now they are passing the baton to a new group of hunger strikers. Scores of activists in Los Angeles and California are joining the hunger strike in solidarity. Brianna Sachs spoke to a few LA fasters today.
Kevin Valero took a sip of water at 10 a.m. this morning before joining scores of other immigrant activists across the country in a hunger strike. Valero hasn't seen his father in 2 years. He and his parents are undocumented, so when his father got sick, he had to go back to Mexico.
Since we're not eligible for health care, so I've been living without my father for almost 2 years now. My mom is still, you know, working in the domestic household.
Valero came to Los Angeles with his parents when he was 5 years old and worked hard to succeed in public school. But he had to drop out of the University of Southern California after his freshman year because he could not get federal financial aid.
I was attending but wasn't able to continue due to lack of documents. So that's had me looking at public, you know, universities, community colleges, even though we get, you know, pushed down and thrown down and disrespected and there's a lot of hate against us. It's empowered me to, you know, fight for my rights.
Valero is part of a statewide network of undocumented students who have been fighting for a pathway to citizenship so they can lead a normal life here in the States.
We've been here working, going through education. You know, we're not asking for amnesty or any handouts. We want to prove that we can work our way up to being citizens as well, so we can stop our families from being deported and separated.
75 others from the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, unions, and other advocacy groups across Los Angeles will fast for 24 hours or longer in solidarity with the D.C. fasters. Jorge Murillo Cabrera from the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles says fasting is a peaceful but powerful way to denounce the lack of leadership in Congress on immigration reform.
There have been over 25 fasters in Washington, D.C., over 1,200 throughout the nation. San Francisco is also doing a fast, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Chicago, Miami, and then there's a fast also in New York. This fast is part of a series of activities that Chirla has been conducting to pressure members of Congress locally, especially Republican members of Congress.
GOP lawmakers are split over the idea of providing a pathway to citizenship, but promise they are committed to some type of immigration legislation. California Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy says the current immigration system is broken and that reform will happen, but as a series of bills and not one comprehensive one. Cabrera says that is not the way it should happen. He reminds lawmakers that immigrants and naturalized citizens are an ever-growing community with a lot at stake and the power to vote.
Immigration reform for many people has become more of a social economic necessity rather than a political one. But it does remain, apparently, a political game for many Republicans in the House of Representatives. And it is to their peril that they're playing that game.
Cabrera is now a naturalized citizen, but undocumented immigrants like Valero and his family say they live every day looking over their shoulders.
It is a struggle, you know, every day knowing that sometimes you don't know if your family members might get picked up simply by driving without a license or jaywalking or, you know, something that is, you know, seemingly harmless that can sweep them into deportation proceedings.
Republicans say immigration reform will be tackled next year, and activists say they will make sure those lawmakers know they will stay hungry till that day comes. Brianna Sachs, Annenberg Radio News.